in Dutch.
We can read in Dutch. So you speak Dutch?
Yeah, we speak Dutch and Hindi.
So I can understand what you're saying. So Vijay, what is your community in India? Chemical engineering. Chemical engineering. My son just graduated from there. Rajiv. Rajiv Bapu.
Bapu.
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार कुंज
बिहार
गोपी जना वल्ला गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीनावल्ला गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना
यशोदा
यमुना तीरा कुंज
बिहार
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा
कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा
Thank you.
ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोऽभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति शपदान्तिका वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधकृष्ण सहगणलिता श्रीविशकान्तांश्च नमां विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनी नामि नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुन्नवादे पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
Then let me move back also, so otherwise we won't be able to coordinate properly. So, welcome to another class on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have guests today. Have you heard of the Chaitanya Charitamrita before? Do you know anything about it? You do? Okay, that's good. What happened? So, go to the first slide. So today we are going to discuss the sixth chapter, which focuses on Sri Advaita Acharya. Last, or rather 2 weeks ago, we looked at the fifth chapter, which focused on Nityananda Prabhu's description, who he is, and a little something about his personality, and so on. Now we are going to look at Advaita Acharya. Vandetam Srimat Advaita Acharyam Adbhuta Cheshtitam Yasya Prasadat Naupi Tat Swarupam Nirupaye. This is the first verse that's normally the Sanskrit composition of Krishnadas Kaviraj. And he says, I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Advaita Acharya, whose activities are all wonderful. By his mercy, even a foolish person can describe his characteristics. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Sangha Jaya Gaurabhaktavinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now what Krishnadas Kaviraj is going to do is kind of give us a explanation of how Advaita Acharya is an expansion of Mahavishnu. As we know, Mahavishnu is counted as one of the three Purushas that are associated with the material world. So that's the purpose. Mahavishnu's existence is to create the universes, and then Garbhadakshaya Vishnu enters into each universe, and Shiradakshaya Vishnu further pervades the universe, enters into the atom and into the hearts of the jivas. So these Purushas, Mahavishnu and so on, their main function is to enable and be in the material world, to create the material world. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is now going to explain to us how Lord Advaita Acharya is an incarnation or expansion of Mahavishnu. And then after that, he will also talk about Advaita Acharya's attitude towards Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya's main function as a devotee. And so, that's kind of the general layout of this chapter. And I think we'll probably be able to cover all of it today.
Jagatkarta Mayaya Sujatyata
Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya.
Se purushera amsha vedata nahi kichubheda sharira visheshata nahi kavichheda.
Sri Advaita Acharya is a plenary part of that Purusha. So he is an amsha. Amsha is part. And so is not different from him. Indeed, Sri Advaita Acharya is not separate, but is another form of that Purusha. Sharir Vishesha. He's got a specific type of body, which looks different from Mahavishnu. That's the concept.
Sahaya Karena Tanya Laya Pradhana Koti Brahmanda Karena Ichhaya Nima.
He helps in the pastimes of the Purusha. So the Purusha here refers to Mahavishnu, and Advaita Acharya helps in his pastimes. So with whose material energy and by whose will he creates innumerable universes. So the Mahavishnu's material energy and Mahavishnu's Ichha or will is carried out by Advaita Acharya. This is what this verse is saying.
Maya yache duyamsha nimitta upadhan, maya nimitta hetu upadhana padhan, purusha ishvara aiche dimurti haiya, vishva srishti kare nimitta upadhana daya.
So there are two important words here, nimitta and upadhan. So there is nimitta karan and upadhan karan. Typical examples in the Nyaya Shastra is of these concepts. Is that if you consider the potter who is making a pot. So the potter is the person who shapes the pot, who is the conscious person behind the creation of the pot. But the pot itself is made of mud or clay, And that, so the parts, material ingredients are called the upadan. And the conscious person who is making the pot is the nimitta. So this is the definition or understanding of these two terms. Yeah, so Prabhupada says, just as the external energy consists of two parts, the efficient cause and the material cause. So the nimitta is the efficient cause and the upadana is the material cause. This is how Prabhupada translates these. Maya being the efficient cause and pradhana the material cause. So this is an example. Krishnadas Kaviraj is teaching us some Nyaya philosophy here. So the Maya being referred to here is Durga Devi. So she is the conscious person. And then the pradhana is the ingredients of material nature, which consists of the three gunas, sattva, raja and tama. So this is that, those are the material cause. And then when that becomes out of equilibrium and so on, then the world arises. Sorry, let's go back. So in the same way, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so Mahavishnu, he assumes two forms to create the material world with the efficient and material causes. So just like the Maya has efficient and pradhan, so Lord Vishnu also has two forms. So let's see. Apane purusha vishvera nimitta karana advaita rita upadana hayaya. So Lord Vishnu himself is the efficient or nimitta cause of the material world, and Narayan in the form of Sri Advaita is the material cause, upadana. Nimittamshe karetenho mayate ikshana upadana advaita karena brahmanda sijana. Lord Vishnu in his efficient aspect, as his nimitta aspect, glances over the material energy, and Sri Advaita as the material cause creates the material world. So the important word here, the thing to note here is, although Prabhupada translates this as the material cause, there is nothing material whatsoever about Advaita Acharya or any of the Vishnus or Vishnu Tattvas. So the word material is just because it's difficult to render upadana, I suppose, into English. So Advaita Acharya remains Vishuddha Sattva, always situated in his spiritual potency and never contacts Maya in any way. Maya is always separate and far away from any of the Vishnu Tattvas. So this is a little interesting, the way Krishnadas Kaviraj explains it, and I think we need Prana Govinda Prabhu's expertise here, because he never actually identifies Advaita Acharya with any specific form that we are aware of, like Garbhadakshai or Shirodakshai. He never identifies him with, he calls him Narayan here, but Narayan is, my understanding was that that's, he's different from when Lord Mahavishnu glances, then Lord Shiva is conducting the glance into Prakriti, and then everything unfolds from there. So it is not clear to me how to accommodate Advaita Acharya, which personality is being referred to. So it's Narayan, so you'll have to help us out with this. Okay. Yadyapi sankhyamane pradhana karana jada haite kabhunahe jagat sujan. So the Sankhya philosophy accepts that the material ingredients are the cause. The creation of the world never arises from dead matter. So Krishnadas Kaviraj is refuting the Sankhya view. The Sankhya view is that material world is eternal, it goes through cycles, time is cyclic, and the pradhan itself is the cause, there is nothing else. The pradhan is coming into being into different forms. So pradhan, as I said, is the sattva, raja, tama and the material, so they are the material ingredients. But Krishnadas says, no, jada haite kabhu nahi jagat srujana. The world does not arise from jada, it means just matter. Nija srishti shakti prabhu sanchare pradhane ishvare rashakya tabe haye tanirmani. The Lord infuses the material ingredients with his own creative potency. Then, by the power of the Lord, creation takes place. So we see, we know that Mahavishnu, when he glances, the jivas are put into this, the pradhan, or rather prakriti, and that gives rise to pradhan. Then he gives the time, his time energy, which causes the rajagun to go out of equilibrium with sattva and tama, and then forms arise. That's kind of the, or, I think, is what he's referring to here with creative potency.
Advaita rupe kare shakti sancharana taiva advaita haina mukhya karanam.
In the form of Advaita, he infuses the material ingredients with creative energy. Therefore, Advaita is the original cause of creation.
Advaitam harina advaitad acharyam bhakti samshanad bhaktavataram ishantam advaita acharyam ashrave.
This is a very simple, easy verse to memorize. Because he is non-different from Hari. Advaitam harina advaitad. Harina means from Hari, advaitad. Because he is non-different from Hari, Advaitam, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. Bhakti Samshanat, so because he propagates devotion, so this at, that ending is an ablative singular, you know, fifth case in Sanskrit. From, or as a cause, from the fact that he propagates devotion, he is called Acharya.
Bhaktavataram Isham.
So he is the incarnation of the Lord's devotee and he is also the Lord. Advaita Acharyam Ashray. Therefore I take shelter of him who is known as. So the reason why he is called Advaita Acharya, the two names, Advaita because non different from Hari, Acharya because teaching devotion. That's why his name is Advaita Acharya.
Mahavishnura Amsha Advaita Gunadham Ishvara Abhidate Advaita Purna Nama.
Sri Advaita, who is a reservoir of virtues, is the main limb of Mahavishnu. His full name is Advaita, for he is identical in all respects with that Lord. So, that Sanskrit verse we just looked at is just being explained in more depth. Again, this remains a little mysterious because he says he is now a limb of Mahavishnu. Before it was Amsha, now Prabhupada is translating as limb, main limb. So, okay, let's go on.
Purve yache kaila sarva vishvera srijana avatari kaila eva hukti pravartana.
As he had formerly created all the universes, now he descended to introduce the path of bhakti. So he has already set the universes into motion. Now his function as Advaita Acharya is not to create universes or do any of that stuff. It is, his main function is to introduce bhakti to the world.
Jivanistari la Krishna bhakti karidam gita bhagavata bhakti rakhan.
He delivered all living beings by offering the gift of Krishna Bhakti. He explained the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of devotional service. So the concept here is that the Bhagavad Gita has been explained by many different people, also at his time, in different ways, in an impersonal way. The Srimad Bhagavatam also has been explained by the impersonalists. Who follow the philosophy of Mayavad as supporting Mayavad. So at that time, Advaita Acharya, he established or explained these two main scriptures of the Vaishnavas in what the Vaishnavas consider the proper light of devotional service or bhakti. This is also why he is Acharya.
Bhakti upadesha vinuttana nahi karya ateva nama hila advaita acharya.
So here's another name, another reason for Acharya, the name Acharya, and also for the name Advaita. Since he has no other occupation than to teach devotional service, his name is Advaita Acharya. So that means Advaita here means no, Dvaita means two. So somebody might have two occupations or three occupations or four. But he is only one, so not two, only one occupation, and that occupation is to upadesha, bhakti upadesha, to teach bhakti. So that's also why he's called Advaita Acharya. The teacher who has the teacher who teaches nothing other than devotion is Advaita Acharya.
That Harina Advaita. So one who is non-different from the original Hari. Non-different means they are one. So he is Advaita, not two. Non-dual. Because Hari is non-dual. So he is non-dual, so he is Advaita. Now giving another explanation, very sweet. That because he is also one-pointed, giving advice, instruction on devotion, how to love God. Because he is teaching this one-pointed, so his name is Advaita. And because he teaching through his example, and so he is also Acharya. Very sweet. So in Tattvagata Vichara we can say, he is non-different from Hari. But here Leelagata Vichara, what does he do? Okay, he is non-different from Hari, but what does he do? Oh, he preach bhakti. He himself practice and preach. So he is also Advaita Acharya. Very sweet. We should remember that. This is very nice. Ontological truth.
See, the first time I heard of Advaita Acharya, for many, many days it didn't sink in what that meant. Because Advaita is kind of not a very good word in this. On your new Dhamma Rethi. Because it's. Yes. Use the microphone. So, because the people want to also hear what you're asking.
A lot of people online.
So then they don't follow, they're not able to follow. Just one. Hold on.
I was taught one time that when Pandiji was explaining the same katha, that he was bringing an example. In order for us to learn, pretty much the katha was saying, he was giving us the example how to do bhakti. And that's where the two formats coming. Where he was the guru and the creation and showing us how to do the bhakti.
Yes.
And this is where the two forms was coming. By us, if he wasn't do the example, it's just like a father and son, the father does the right thing, the kid will follow. And that's what he was doing. That's what I was taught one time. I don't know.
So I was saying that the word Advaita normally refers to the impersonalist philosophy, all is one. But actually this all is one philosophy is also in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, because we have the famous verse, Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yad jnanam advayam. This word advayam comes in that famous verse. This is one of the, according to Jiva Goswami, one of the key verses in the Bhagavatam. So, tattvam yad jnanam advayam. The ultimate truth, the ultimate truth is one. There is only one reality, there aren't two realities. We also subscribe to this idea that there are two realities, but how do we say there are two realities? We say that the Supreme Lord is all that exists. The Supreme Lord and His energies is all that exists. We don't say that the energies are the same as the Supreme Lord. But we say that the energies of the Lord belong to Him and depend on Him for their existence. We are all energies. The Jivas, the Atma, all of us here belong to Krishna. Therefore we are non-different from Him. Because we have no independent existence of Him. Therefore there is only one person in existence, one reality in existence. But at the same time we don't say that we are Him. In the sense that we have His powers, possess His energies. No. The energies are meant to serve Krishna. So we are His servants, that's what we say. So we are simultaneously one and different. Therefore, Advaita is not something that's outside or foreign to Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We understand this principle much better, I think, than the Advaitavadis.
But in the beginning, 700 AD, Vishnu Swami came before Shankaracharya. Vishnu Swami, he composed these 10 essential truths about Absolute Truth. And this comprised in one word is called Shuddha Advaita Vada. So when Shankaracharya came 86 years later, 786 AD, he writes, Shankaracharya writes, Keval Advaita. From Shuddha Advaita, Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, Shuddha Bhakti philosophy, he wanted to manipulate and give a wrong, of course by the will of the Divine Lord, just to divert the demonic nature, people, away from the innocent living being, to separate them. He created this hodgepodge philosophy called Keval Advaita. And if you look at the other acharyas, then comes Sri Sampradaya founder, Ramanuja Acharya. He put Vishishta Advaita. It's the same Advaita is still there, but speciality is there. Vishishta Advaita Bhav, but it is not Vishishta Advaita, Vishishta Advaita Bhav. Speciality on Advaita Bhav. And then come.
Can I ask, Ramanuja Acharya, does he also talk about Krishna and energies and Vishnu Swami?
He does. But they did not specify very distinctly about individuality of living entities, eternal relationship with God. Very distinctly they did not. Because they supported Brahma Parinam Bhav. Brahma Parinam Bhav means that Brahman with the potency and then the transformation take place. It's kind of like example is given, noun and adjective, that there is a barn filled with horses, many color of horses. But that doesn't say individually each horse has a special relationship, special character or something. That was not given. Maybe it's not that he could not give, but maybe they are waiting for Lord Chaitanya to come and reveal the most confidential secret of individual relationship of the soul, individuality is mentioned. Because after that comes Dvaita Advaita Bhav, Nimbarkacharya. Dvaita but Advaita Bhav. Advaita Bhav is still maintained. First comes Shuddha Advaita Bhav, then comes Kaival Advaita Bhav, then Vishishta Advaita Bhav, then Dvaita Advaita Bhav. But Mahaprabhu did not accept any of the parampara except Madhvacharya, who did not talk about anything about Advaita Bhav in a title. He talked about Advaita Bhav, but he gave the title Dvaita Bhav. And he always has a two finger, Shuddha Dvaita Bhav, pure dualism. He did not talk about Advaita at all in a essential sense. And if you look at his first out of 10 principles, everybody gave 10 principles, but little difference. But main three things, that bhakti, bhagavan and bhakta, these three are maintained. That living entities are bhakta, going to be bhakta, and bhagavan is object of love, and we have eternal relationship, bhakti. This bhakti and bhagavan and bhakta, these three are maintained in all four sampradayas. But Shuddha Dvaita Bhav, he gives 10 principles, Madhvacharya. First principle he gives, there is a Pancha Vibhed.
Pancha?
Pancha Vibhed. There is an eternal difference in these five types of entities. And he, very straightforward, he says, Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, he could have said Jara Prakriti, one elements. Everything is from Brahman, that is true. This is what Advaita Bhav emphasized. Everything is Brahman. And if you do not see something is not Brahman, then you have to remove your perception or corrective perception, adjustive perception. This is called vivartavad. Vivartavad, Brahma Parinambad, then vivartavad confused that no, eko Brahma ditiya nasti. Only one Brahma, there is no second element. Eko Brahma. Ditiya nasti, there is no such thing called second elements. How do you going to, I'm seeing two things, so many things, variety things. He said, no, this is, you have to change it. How do you change it? He says, you may think that a snake as a rope or rope as a snake, that's your problem. Rope is rope, snake is snake. But you seeing it, that there is two, actually is the echo Brahma, there is no such thing called second. So then they give a logic, they literally put a logic. But we are all individual, he's hungry, I'm not hungry, he's sleepy, I'm not sleepy, you know, like this logic. How is that individuality maintained? So this individuality is another illusion. So he says, like, you have one moon in the sky, and you put many pots filled with water, and you see how many moons in each pot you see each moon. Each pot of water you see another moon. But if you dump the water upside down the pot, you actually see there is no such thing called many moons. It's only always one moon. So he come up with this. It's eko Brahma, one Brahma, not two, three, four. No. This is illusion. This is illusion. So of course there is a lot of Sadananda. Prabhupada says that whatever Shankaracharya says, because he also says a lot of positive towards bhakti, like Narayana Para Bhakta, that Narayana is beyond this material modes or material explanation. So he did mention the position of Narayana, supreme transcendental, but Sadananda, his disciple, he literally made it ugly, dirty. So Pancha Vived, Madhacharya, he defied that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna could have said the Brahman is one. He did say somewhere, actually two places. One place he said, Tasya garbham dadami aham. This material nature is also another Brahman. Another Brahman. But Madhacharya says, why did Krishna put eight elements? Why not just one? He says, Bhumi, Apa, Anala, Vayu, Kham, Mana, Buddha. Why did you put separate? So Madhacharya put it, that there is eternally, there is two between Bhumi and Apa. Between Anala and Apa. Between earth and water and sky. They are always eternally different elements. They are not the same elements. You may say that all these five constitute the earth, but earth has a specific quality what identifies the earth. Earth quality is smell, fragrance. Fragrance only comes from the earth. It doesn't come from the water or air or fire or other elements. Sound doesn't come. The fire manifests form, shape, you know, to identify like this. And every element has a particular quality. Earth has a particular quality. See, he said, Krishna says this Bhumi Apa. He could have said Bhumi is enough. It has all the five elements. But why did Krishna say this? The Bhumi Apa, Analo, Vayu, Kham, Mano, Buddhi, Revacha, Ahankara, Iti, Amai, Vinya, Prakriti, Astada, eight elements. He could have said just one. So because he said like this, so Madhacharya says there is an eternal difference between each element. One has to accept. This is one of the Panchabhita. First one he gave, that is the Ishvara Jive Bhed. Eternal difference between Ishvara, the controller, master, and the Jiva, the living entity. They are eternally servant. Doesn't matter what you think, whether you accept or you don't accept, you are still a servant. Whether Krishna, we accept him as a master or not, he is still eternally master. This two, the master and servant will never become one. There is no such thing. There is eternally two difference, position. Ishvara Jiva Bhed, then Ishvara Maya Bhed, then the living, the supreme absolute truth, and the material nature is eternally different. There is no such connection like they consider that when this nirvishesh or impersonal concept reveals in the material conception or material world, then the goodness quality of the material nature takes a form of the Absolute. In other words, Absolute cannot have an eternal form. Absolute can have a form only when it comes in contact with that goodness. So all this form of God they consider a product of Maya. But this is offense. This is a great offense. That's why they are aparadhi. They are offender because of this. Few things. The holy name is also. They think it's just given a name.
Upadhi.
Designation. Yes, upadhi. So this is another aparadhi. So he eternally says, Ishvare Maya Bhed. Period. Eternally they are different. Two elements. Never one. And then, Ishvare Jive Bhed. That's the first one. Sorry. Maya Jive Bhed. Then the material nature and this jiva, even sometimes confused among devotees, that maybe we have some elements in our constitutional structure, something with the material nature. Yes or no?
No.
No. We are never a product of material nature. But Lord Shiva has. Lord Shiva has a three concepts, but one concept, the Rudra Tattva, is actually a product of Maya. He comes, he has this nature, he can come this under product of Maya, where it is natural for him to enjoy Maya.
But still, he is also conscious. So if the jivas, if the jivas don't have matter in their constitutional nature, how can Rudra have it? Because the jiva is like the lowest on the ladder.
Lowest on the ladder, but the Rudra Tattva has a, this concept of Shiva, where there is a separate existence, prithaka bhinna avinivesh mood, this absorption that I can exist separately from God. This is not possible even in origin of Shiva. But by Krishna's will, there is a concept of Shiva that it does exist.
So you are saying that it is eternal.
It is eternal.
That's why it's essential to him rather than a product of, rather than extrinsic to him like a Maya transformation, like a mind or something.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that Rudra is eternally thinking like that, and so
there's one aspect of Rudra. One aspect of Shiva, Rudra Tattva. Things like
that. But Rudra also comes into being and is ultimately, right?
He can come.
But he's also destroyed.
But he can go back.
Is Rudra destroyed?
Destroyer.
I mean, the eleven Rudras, do they end at some time?
Yes, at some point, yes.
So then they are also not eternal.
Correct. But Shiva Tattva is eternal.
Shiva is, Rudra is his extensions or not.
That is not. Because Prithak Abhiman, this is what very scrutinizedly described, Prithak Abhiman, this is not possible constitutionally. But it does exist also eternally. So there is the eternal difference between Maya and Jiva. So eternal difference between Ishwar and Jiva, Ishwar and Maya, and Maya and Jiva, and Jiva and Jiva.
Mm-hmm.
There is the eternal difference between each living entity. And this is another conception of Mayava. They say no, they deny, they literally defy. They say there is no such thing. That's why they even call, Jiva Brahma. This idea of, they come, Jiva Brahma. This illusion of Jiva. There is no such thing called Jiva. There is no such thing called you. There is no such thing called you or me. What are you talking about?
what's the fifth one? We got four, right?
No, fifth. Okay. One is Ishwar Jiva Bhed.
Uh-huh.
Then Ishwar Maya Bhed.
Jiva
then Maya, Jiva Bhed, and Jiva Jiva Bhed, and then Prakriti, each element is Bhed.
Ah, okay.
That's like a very, so Mahaprabhu, when he heard this.
But we accept all these five, but we say they are one We also said they are one, in the sense that all this belongs, to Ishvara.
Yes.
And so in that sense, it's all Ishvara. Because it belongs to Ishvara, there is only one reality.
That is Shuddha Gautama.
One Tattva. No, but I thought that was Achintya Vedanta.
No, this is Achintya Vedanta, right? Because Shuddha is Prabhupada, right? This is always with the Shakti. This is the problem with Mayavadi. They do not accept Shakti. They do not accept Shakti. And without Shakti, that's why Mahaprabhu's main contribution was Shakti Parinam Bhad. Shakti Parinam Bhad, that Ishvara remain nirvikar. That is true.
No transformation.
Because if you say Ishvara also transform, then the Brahman loses his own existential self-manifested, self-existential position of
It's not sat, he's not eternal.
Correct.
If he changes, then he's not eternal.
It cannot be. So we say Krishna is eternally nirvikar. He remains who he is. But his desire, two things he does. He desires and he gives prerana, inspires the energy to act. He always activating the energies and he desires. And the energy is carrying his order and
transforming.
The
energies are transforming.
Energies are transforming.
But Krishna
always. Krishna never transforms.
But even among the energies, it's only the material energy that's transforming.
Correct. Well, the other energy, like Sandini, she's manifesting different things. Pita, Mata, Sthana, Griha, Sajja, Sama.
Those are eternal.
Shuddha, Sattara, Vikar.
Vikar, true, but those are eternal.
Yeah, those are eternal, but still you have to explain that these are manifestations of Sandini potency. But manifestation in a sense, they exist eternally.
But in essence, the only thing that really transforms, so you can say that Ladini has eternally transformed into Nanda Baba and so on.
Yes.
But in our experience, what really transforms is Maya, correct?
Yes. This is what we know.
Because this is temporary. But even if, like I said, the word vikara is used, but still those are eternal forms. Nanda Baba doesn't stop existing. So he doesn't change. Even the age doesn't change, the disposition doesn't change,
but
the service doesn't change.
You have to say some way that every conditioned soul, when it becoming their complete potential, then they will see their form, which is there in a seed form now. It will manifest to a full blossom form. So it's kind of a transformation, somebody will say. That's the only English word you can use. But vikar and vibarta are two different.
I guess what I'm saying is modification. Instead of saying transformation, let's use the word modification.
That's
so
good.
Modification is, well, our bodies are becoming old.
Correct.
And people are dying.